Maybe I'm paranoid, but these mosquitoes have it out for me. It's like they've been hiding out in my backyard all winter, just waiting for it to get warm enough to attack.
That's not paranoia, Don. That's science. While most species of mosquitoes spend the winter as eggs, the adult females of some species spend the winter hiding in piles of dead leaves under loose tree bark or cracks in buildings.
Just the females?
Here's what happens. Mosquitoes mate in the fall, and then the male dies and the female goes looking for shelter.
That figures.
Anyway, when it gets cold, a biochemical process replaces some of the water in the mosquito's body with glycerol, which acts like an antifreeze. The glycerol does two things. First, it reduces ice formation within the mosquito's cells so that water hardens like glass but doesn't form ice crystals that can then damage the cells. This allows tissues to freeze and thaw without appreciable damage. Second, the glycerol promotes supercooling, which lowers the temperatures at which fluids freeze within the insect's body by several degrees. This enables the insect to survive at temperatures below the freezing point of water. This way, unless the winter is unusually harsh, many mosquitoes make it to spring. Then, when it gets warm, they come out of hiding and look for a place to lay their eggs. That's where you come in, Don.
They need blood?
That's right. Blood from a warm-blooded mammal, like you, means that the female will be able to produce more eggs and that those eggs will have a better chance of survival. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Albert Rusink in biology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.